At one point, we felt that the vast majority of cases were coming through from people who had contact with the New York City area or the Northern New Jersey area. I think it's important for the public to know that we now have intercommunity spread, that there are now cases where people are catching it from other people.
The hospital's announcement comes on the heels of news from the Bethlehem Health Bureau, which yesterday confirmed at least 6 cases of COVID-19 in the city. Officials there say all close contacts are to be quarantined for a minimum of 14 days, but no additional information was immediately available. Dr. Jeffrey Jari, infectious disease specialist at St. Luke's, says stay-at-home orders must be followed.
We want people to basically stay at home unless they are going out for what we would consider to be necessary situations. What are those necessary situations? Number one, if they need to have a medical visit, a doctor visit, if they need to get food, if they need to pick up pharmaceuticals, if they need to, in some cases, check on a loved one. But discretionary trips should be avoided.
A bus driver for Lanta is now among the people who have recently tested positive for COVID-19, and word that a U.S. Postal Service employee at the Lehigh Valley Processing and Distribution Center in Bethlehem tested positive for the virus spread this week. USPS said in a statement they believe the risk is low for employees who work at the Lehigh Valley PNDC and assured the public there is no evidence that COVID-19 can spread through the mail and packages. But as more COVID-19 cases are confirmed throughout the area, St. Luke's hospital staff is gearing up to handle what lies ahead.
We're lucky that we have a network. Our network has multiple hospitals, and we can share our facilities, we can share our knowledge. And so if one place is overburdened, then another place can take over. And we can also share personnel. And that has so far worked out very well. We obviously have plans in case the system becomes at capacity and what to do with that. So we're dealing with that on a constant basis. The second thing that I want people to know is that now if you walk into our outpatient facilities or our inpatient facilities, you will see all of our personnel masked. And the reason why they're masked is, number one, to protect them, and number two, to protect our patients. Really, in both of those situations, because it's always possible that someone can have minimal or no symptoms and actually have this disease.
The stay-at-home orders for the Lehigh Valley follow similar ones set by Governor Wolf this week. Those orders now cover 10 counties in different corners of Pennsylvania. The stay-at-home order in Lehigh and Northampton counties will remain in effect until at least April 6th.